Day grand final. Can you believe it? A day grand final again this year. The fans have been complaining. The AFL doesn't listen to them. The AFL never listens to what the fans want. Well, they listened. The fans complain. The Gil McLachlan doesn't hear the common fans' thoughts on the direction of the game. Well, Gil McLachlan's listened. We're getting a day grand final. Your thoughts on it? If you'd like to jump on the line, 1-300-736-736. Take a couple of calls, a couple of texts. I'll read a few texts out. He listened. The AFL Commission listened. And I probably expect a call or two just saluting and celebrating Gil today and the AFL's decision to stick with this day grand final tradition. Gil seems like, you know, he's a hard guy for the fans to love. I mean, going by our text machine and callers, no one backs for the AFL. In fact, I reckon there's probably some people who would almost have rather they went with a twilight grand final today because it's more fun to kick the AFL in the head. But it's a fun thing to celebrate. We've got a day grand final. It is a good thing. I'm happy with it. I think the majority of the fans are happy with it. We'll get a twilight grand final one day, but let's celebrate the return of a day grand final at the G, and I can't wait. I would have watched it either way, would have gone either way, but this is going to be good for the game, I think. A good decision by the AFL, and I'm more than happy with it. Mark in Bacchus Marsh, your first up, Mark, today.
Dwayne, thanks, mate. Great show. I know it's going to be a ripper today, and it's going to probably detonate somewhere along the line. Right. And I might just throw that petrol on the fire right now, because I think a day grand final is ridiculous. I think it's unfair, and I'll tell you why, Dwayne. Because most of the people that want the day grand final, they don't work on a Saturday. But they like to go to the shops on a Saturday and go to Bunnings and buy their crap for home, and go buy new clothes, and go buy new cars and go to dealerships. But guess what? There are people in them dealerships that are football supporters that are stuck there working on a Saturday and don't get to watch the grand final. So it is so grossly unfair, it's not funny. We are a progressive... It's unbelievable, anyway.
Thanks for your call, Mark. Thanks for kicking us off. John in Taylor's Lakes, you there, John?
G'day, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good.
I really haven't thought this through. I haven't had a long time to think about it, but the caller, first caller of the day from Bacchus Marsh, talking about retail not getting to watch it, the grand final, because it's on during the day. Maybe we should close up shops on grand final day at 12 midday, like the old opening hours of retail used to be, just for the grand final weekend.
Thanks for your call, Mark. Sorry, John. Well, there's a lot of callers on the line. I'll get to a heap of callers. A few. Well, let me read a heap of texts out, because a lot of callers on the line doesn't necessarily tell me what their specific thought as to whether it's a good or bad thing is. But there's a couple of texts coming through that explain it pretty well. Looks like I won't be watching the grand final this year. I'll be busy playing sport and won't be home until 7. So that's John from Brisbane, who won't be watching it. Dwayno, what a day coming up for the grand final. Put a spit on for lunch, have a few beers, sit back and watch the Blues smash whoever they play, then celebrate through the night. Up the bag is Cam from Chernside Park. So there is both different forms of love for Gil at the moment. Some think that he got it wrong, some think that he got it right. Hi, Dwayne. Gil got it right. Eddie can stop nagging him now. George from Blackie South. Another one here. I think it's a great decision by the AFL. Very happy it's staying at 2:30. I hope, however, whoever the next CEO is, just says at the start of his tenure, the grand final will be at 2:30 while I'm in charge, to stop the discussion every year. Keep your texts coming through and I'll read a heap of them. Tony and Q, you want to talk floating fixture? Welcome to you, Tony.
Yeah, Dwayne, get onto the floating fixture in just a sec. But on the grand final being played at night, clearly we've got being played at the MCG, which is the people's ground. Now we've got CEO Gil McLachlan as the people's CEO, so that's a good fit. Just out of interest, Dwayne, I think the prelim finals are being played at night. Is that correct, or are they being
correct.
Played in the daytime?
No, they'll be played at night.
Okay. So there's almost a contradiction there already. So you've got a day grand final, and Gil says that's where it should be, and then you've got the prelims at night. But whether it's day or night, it's always going to be a great look anyway. On the floating fixture, I think that Geelong is playing Melbourne on a Thursday night later in the year, primetime viewing. And there's going to be some fantastic highlights from that game. You'll have Selwood ducking for frees, Tommy Hawkins pushing defenders in the back for and then putting his arms out. And then, of course, you'll have the aftermatch where Chris Scott will be bemoaning the fact that half his team has been pulled out due to, or didn't, or played with illness. So plenty of highlights there, Dwayne.
Just rubbing it in for last year. You did win that flag, I reckon, Tony, Melbourne. So no necessary need to rub it in, but I get where you're coming from. It's always nice to let Geelong know that you won the flag after quite a long time of not winning one. Robbie Williams Landing, you there, Robbie?
G'day, Dwayne. Mate, look, I've posed this previously, but in my view, I think it's just unfathomable in a national competition as the default location for the grand final is the MCG. We're a national competition. We play finals. We give teams in non-Victorian teams their home ground advantage when they've earned it. I don't understand why we would reserve the grand final to be played at the MCG.
Another question that has been asked over time, Robbie, quite a few times. You'd like to rotate it around the venues, which it kind of has done in the last few years. It's been in WA, it's been in Queensland.
Yes, and it's illustrated that it can work just fine. And I think that as a national competition, we have to let go of one of the traditions of the MCG being the default ground. If West Coast are the best team, they have home ground advantage, should be played in Perth, same with Frio, and all the other interstate teams. If you really think about it logically and just remove the historical component, it is unfathomable that you would give a Melbourne-based team, especially when their home ground is the MCG, that level of advantage in a grand final.
Yeah, look, I'll agree to disagree with you on it, Robbie. I'm a South Australian, but I think it should be at the G. That's the best and biggest ground in Australia. It holds 100,000. It's the Coliseum. It's the traditional home of the grand final. I think we always go back to the Coliseum and play it there. So that's my belief as a South Australian that it should be there. But you need to sign a really long-term lucrative deal with the MCG and the MCC as well to lock in a grand final. It funds the game. It helps fund the game that we kind of own that ground. And part of the reason we own it is because our grand final has been confirmed as being there forever and a day. Now, should we rotate it one day in the future again in 10, 15 years' time? Maybe once every 10 years if you want to rotate it. But I like it at the G, always have loved it at the G, and I'm glad it's coming back to the G.